I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, language and the impact of the September 11th terrorist attacks on the United States.
Start with something as simple as the date. September 11th, or 9/11, as Americans write it in shorthand. Even before the attacks, 911 already had special significance to Americans. It's the telephone number we dial in case of an emergency.
So it's easy to see the double meaning in the various 9/11 emergency funds, as they are called. These charitable funds have been set up to raise money for the victims of the suicide hijackers in New York, Washington, and Pennsylvania.
But other terms, even the words we use to describe what happened on the 11th of September, were not so clear.
You know, you wind up having people talk about bombings, and there were, of course, no bombs that day.
Keith Woods is a journalist now on the ethics faculty at the Poynter Institute in St. Petersburg, Florida. In the words of its literature, the Poynter Institute is a school dedicated to teaching and inspiring journalists and media leaders.
Because the language was deficient in a lot of ways, our cultural understanding of what happened on September 11th was created on September 11th. We did not have a situation where people were flying, you know, commercial airlines filled with fuel into large, densely populated buildings. So to a certain extent, the struggle has been over something as simple as that to the bigger issues which have to do with whether what you call the people who, not only the people who are now dead and guilty by all accounts of what happened on the 11th of September, but also the people who assisted them, the people who are being held in detention centers around this country right now, who are of Middle Eastern descent, the people like bin Laden and the Taliban.
In fact, even the use of the word terrorist has not been clear-cut. Some news organizations, fearful of appearing biased or inflammatory, are reminding their reporters to be careful about whom they call a terrorist, especially when not quoting a newsmaker. After all, as the saying goes, one person's terrorist is another person's freedom fighter.
Still, on September 30th, CNN Television posted a note on its webpage saying, quote, "There have been false reports that CNN has not used the word terrorist to refer to those who attacked the World Trade Center and Pentagon. In fact, CNN has consistently and repeatedly referred to the attackers and hijackers as terrorists, and it will continue to do so."
Keith Woods at the Poynter Institute says it's a struggle on the part of the media to find the right language to be accurate and also as precise and descriptive as possible. And when it comes to using the word terrorism, he says, there is also a practical consideration. Since none of the hijackers is still alive to interview, there is no way to know their objective beyond what they did on September 11th.
What we know for sure is that a group of people conspired to kill people on those airplanes and anybody else who they could kill when they crashed them. So we know that they are murderers. The rest of the motivation for terrorism, as I understand it at the very least, has to do with the impact that the act has on the people who are still alive, the terror part of terrorism.
Keith Woods on the Media Ethics Faculty at the Poynter Institute in Florida, talking about language in America post-September 11th. Now, in case you're wondering about the origin of the word terrorism, we checked the Oxford English Dictionary, second edition, which defines it as a system of terror, and gives this as the origin. Government by intimidation, as directed and carried out by the party in power in France during the Revolution of 1789 to 1794.
Send us your thoughts. We'd like to hear from you. Our address is word@voanews.com or write to VOA Wordmaster, Washington, D.C., 20237 USA. With Avi Arditi, I'm Roseanne Skirbel.